listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The Victorian government has launched a new statewide campaign aiming to remind providers, agents and tenants of their rights and obligations when it comes to rental properties. Harry Millward from the Renters and Housing Union says he's cautiously optimistic about the campaign.
I think educating renters is a good thing. We've been trying to do that for a long time with the Renters and Housing Union and teaching people about their rights, teaching people how to fight back against unscrupulous landlords and their agents.
Rental repairs and maintenance were among the top five issues dealt with by Consumer Affairs Victoria last year. Pro-Palestine activists are expected to descend on Bendigo's Talis factory today as part of a coordinated global campaign to raise awareness of the ongoing conflict in Gaza. They plan on blocking the entrance of the facility following similar action in December last year. Meantime, there will reportedly be a shortage of police officers in regional areas today as Victoria Police diverts its resources to a planned pro-Palestine rally in Melbourne. And north of the border, the Breastscreen New South Wales mobile van is headed to Wentworth later this week, with local women being encouraged to register for a screening. Dion Adamson from Breastscreen New South Wales says they head to the region every 2 years.
That is in line with the recommended 2 yearly screening. So women come and see us every second year for their breast screening. And that's just to ensure that they're having their detection done and they increase their likelihood of survival.
You can book online or by calling 13 20 50. In football, Anthony McDonald Tippin Woody was again the star for Imperials over the weekend, kicking 3 goals as the Imps downed Sunraysia rivals the Mildura Demons by 40 points. It's the second win in a row for the Imperials, who last week defeated Robinvale Houston by 27 points.